Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. We definitely had a nice weekend. It was hot on Saturday, 20 degrees, 16 yesterday. Got a good walk in. Took the dog out to a few trails at one point Saturday afternoon. Watched a lot of sports as well. And countdown to Halloween is on now, which right now, as I look at Friday's forecast, doesn't look miserably cold at all. I don't see any white stuff. I do see sunshine even for Friday. And single-digit highs, but still, it's going to be all right. And this, the last week of October, and before you know it, we'll be headed towards Remembrance Day. In fact, the Poppy campaign will kick off later this week, too. But hope you had a good weekend, one that featured a loss for BC, a loss for Rider fans, rather, against BC, but it was still a great effort from a club whose veterans didn't play the whole game. And, of course, what difference does it make? We're hosting the West Final, and Coach Mace gave a pretty passionate speech to the Riders in the locker room after Saturday night's game.
The regular season is cooked. It's over. And it took everybody in this locker room to get us to where we got to. And we earned the fight. You guys earned the fight to get that. You're about to get 3 days off. And I promise you, fellas, we're going to work our asses off to make sure that we ain't come this far just to come this far. You guys with me on that?
Sure.
Super excited about what's about to go down, fellas. Get a break. Show some love.
There he is after the game, firing them all up. And now we know, of course, the matchups are set for Saturday for the semifinal. It's Winnipeg and Montreal. That game on at, I believe, noon, right? They bumped it up because of the Blue Jays game. And followed up by the Stamps in BC. Which of those clubs do you think is going to meet us in the West Final a week from Saturday? I'll be honest, I kind of hope it's BC. Nathan Rourke against Trevor Harris would be so much fun at the West Final, but we'll wait and see. On another Rider note, they're set to make a big announcement at 10 o'clock this morning over at the AGT Lounge. What could that announcement be? Mosaic announced a big concert with the Foo Fighters last week, so this week might it be another major event announcement? Is it football related? It's the Riders. Potentially hosting another Grey Cup down the road? I don't know. Would love to see the return of an NHL outdoor classic, too. Not sure we're there yet, so we just have to wait and see what that announcement's going to be about. We'll be there to cover it for you. Maybe it's a smaller announcement than that. Who knows? 10 o'clock this morning. Blue Jays are tied at the World Series, preparing for an intense week of baseball, aren't you? If you're a fan of the Jays, Saturday, Game 2 was a very different outcome from Friday's Game 1. Fans, down but not up.
Dodgers suck! I hate them so much!
We'll get it back. We'll get it back.
Disheartened that they lost, but you know what? It's 1-1 now. Take the series back and hopefully get 2 of the 3.
Look, we're happy to go 1-1. We'll take 1 at home, 1 away. If we can take 1 from them, we're good.
Plenty of baseball left to play. It's only 1-1. It's a fresh series now, a series of 5. So let's see what happens.
It's not the end of the world. Like they said, Jays in 5.
There are the fans coming out of Rogers Center on Saturday night. Yeah, they can't afford to lose Game 3 tonight. The Dodgers are scary enough when you are neck and neck. Once they get into the lead there, they were terrifying. But, yeah, the next 3 games of the series take place at Dodger Stadium tonight, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And remember, you can follow every moment of this historic journey on 980 CJME. See what I did there, yeah. Hey, we're broadcasting all the games. 6 o'clock game days exclusively here on 980 CJME, and we're proud of the Sportsnet Blue Jays Radio Network. And I got to tell you, I was even thankful for it because Saturday night at home watching the game, not only I had to head to the rink and watch kids play hockey, so not wanting to miss a moment, I listened to it on the radio. So it's very handy. When you're on the move, we're there for you. And I remember, too, now that the series is tied up at 1, tonight, you can cheer on the Jays with us at the Green Zone Watch Party live at Boston Pizza. That's the Starlight location. That's next to the old Costco. The Green Zone turned Blue Zone. Broadcast live between 2 and 6.
I don't care. I love the eyes and the wild, wild hair. Dance to the beat. We like that. Heading for the 90s, man.
That's how the Riders end the season. Sure, they lost to the Lions 27-21, but 12-6 record on a bit of a downhill slide the last few games, but they were meaningless. And some games mixed with up-and-comers and vets in and out. So what did you expect? Joining us now is Belton Johnson, our Grey Cup champ. And, of course, Green Zone analyst Belton. Our backup seemed to be better than the Lions, I thought, Saturday night. Did you?
Oh, absolutely. They the Riders, they brought it, man. And, you know, for BC, you know, trying to get that second place, which they did in the end and everything. But it was the Riders' backup players that amazed me the most. They're great.
So you think the Riders, even in a loss, can get some confidence out of that game into the West Final?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we'll start with Trevor Harris. I mean, he looked amazing, right? He was, what, 10 of 11, 112 yards passing, even had a rush of, what, about 13 yards or so, I believe. So, you know, you start there, right? And then, you know, when I look at the depth of this team, the Riders are so deep, it's ridiculous. I feel for the head coach there, you know, just to put this playoff roster together.
No kidding. They were getting sacks, some great pressure on the lines. It was 18-10 when Harris left the game, and he had some zip on the ball again, I thought, too, Belton. Did you notice that?
Oh, I saw the zip, and I was, you know, that's one thing Daryl and I talked about when I had gotten back. Like, man, he looked rested and everything, and which bode well for him. And you know what, Greg, I think the Riders would have won that game if it hadn't have been for the freaking refs, man.
All right, let's move it. I'm going to take you there. Let's move to one of the most controversial moments of the game.
Clark gets it away. Finds Hatcher looking for the end zone. Ball pops out, and it's going to be picked up by Campbell. He's going to go the other way. I thought I might have heard a whistle. Campbell's going to get it to midfield. Down to the 40. Now to the 30. Will they catch him? No!
Yeah, the Riders think they've got a return touchdown, but because the ref blew the whistle after the fumble, the play ruled dead. Riders get possession, but not the TD. Still a five-point game. How frustrated were you there, and what did you think of that?
I might have flipped the desk over or something. But, you know, the refs, they got to let that play out, right? And, you know, it was clear, right, the fumble. We all saw it. And to me, scoop and score. I did not hear a whistle. I know Jamie stated that he heard it and everything, and I just heard the announcer there, you know, talk about a whistle. But the refs, they have to let that play out and everything. So if it wasn't for that, I do think the Riders would have won this game because they would have went up two scores over the BC line.
Well, yeah, that one and that catch from Rourke to Hatcher, the end zone. That clear possession, that wasn't conclusive. He rolled over and dragged the ball on the turf.
And that's what I saw as well, Greg. And I just, but you know what? BC, they got second place. I hope that's who the Riders get to play in the West Finals. I really do.
All right. How about rookie kicker Michael Hughes in for Brett Lawther? Two field goals from 28 and 42. Two converts, booting a 90-yard kickoff through the back of the end zone. I have to ask you, Belton, does he replace Lawther in the West Final?
I don't think he will. And the only reason I say that, Greg, is, you know, the Riders have given Brett Lawther so much rope this season. I think it continues. And he's the veteran, you know, six, 7 years experience. So I really think they're going to go with Lawther, even though I really like what Hughes did in that, you know, one game there.
Yeah. Well, he has been. Lawther has been kicking 85% since Labor Day. Yep. So, and it's an important call, and that'll be a tough decision for the coach. But I tend to go with you. I think he's leaning towards Brett. But so next up, CFL East and West semifinals. Which of those two games are you most looking forward to? I'm kind of looking towards the BC stamp one. I want BC to win. I'd love to see Nathan Rourke.
I definitely want to see BC win, you know, just Rourke, like you stated there. And to me, it'd be I like the Riders' chances versus the BC Lions over the Stamps, just with the Stamps having won two regular season games against the Riders. And the Riders were able to play the backups and compete still with BC last game.
Okay, Belton, out of time. Thanks for everything, buddy.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Domo, what he got to
Well, tough luck for the Regina Thunder, who fell 30-27 in overtime to the Hilltops at Mosaic on Sunday. And a last-second rally by the Hilltops sent the PFC Championship game into overtime. And the Thunder, on their first possession, they came away with a 22-yard field goal. But after taking the lead 27-24 in OT, Saskatoon would come back with their own touchdown. And the rest is history. So as PFC champions, Hilltops now host the Okanagan Sun again in the Canadian Bowl, which will take place same weekend as our West Final on November 9th. 8th, pardon me. We play Saturday. I guess the Canadian Bowl is on the Sunday after the 9th. Oh, and the U of R Rams, who had already clinched a playoff spot before meeting UBC Friday, better not let what happened Friday happen in the next game, because they blew a 15-point lead in the final 2 minutes, those Rams. Oh, man. UBC won 31-29 in overtime. The Rams now host the semifinal 5 o'clock Saturday at Mosaic against third-place University of Manitoba Bisons. Regina beat Manitoba 30-8 in the regular season, so that's good knowing. But come on, Rams. Huskies host UBC in the other semifinal. Rams, if they get a win, Huskies, oh, we could see another royal battle again. Rider note for you, they're set to make a special announcement. They're calling it a special announcement later this morning at 10 over in the AGT Lounge at Mosaic Stadium. No, I have no idea what it could be. It's at Mosaic. We know they gave us the Foo Fighters last week, so it's not another concert. The Riders putting this memo out. Might it be a future Grey Cup? I don't know. But they're calling it a special announcement this morning at 10. We will be there for that. At the World Series, the Dodgers bounce back to take Game 2 over the Jays 5-1 on Saturday night at the Rogers Center after an incredible start for the Jays Friday night.
They put 11 on this dominant pitching staff.
Oh, man, so much went right on Friday night. They got superstar Bichette in the game for 6 innings. He contributed. 22-year-old Treu Savage started on the mound facing maybe the best player in baseball, Shohei. And then, of course, Addison Barger hitting a grand slam home run in the first World Series at bat with the Jays taking an 11-2 lead. There was just so much excitement. Friday night was awesome. Saturday night, not so much.
The 1-2 pitch. Popped up, left side, Yamamoto goes the distance again.
Oh, he put on a clinic, and the Jays were swinging at strikes all day long, even Vladdy.
Curve gets him swinging. Just the 4th strikeout of the playoffs of Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yamamoto was just switching it up as the game went on. He threw strikes with 6 different pitches. Gausman deserved better, for sure. He retired 17 straight batters, but on Saturday night, he was the 2nd best starter of the night.
You know, could have pitched better. Obviously, the guy on the other side did. You know, it's one of those games. It's baseball, and, you know, he's, you know, on a good streak right now. So, you know, we really had our work cut out tonight, but, you know, on to the next one.
Man, had the Jays been able to get 1 or 2 big swings, it might have been different. But here we are, game 3 tonight. How are you feeling? No need to hit the panic button. The Jays have faced adversity before, right? It's a new day. They're in great shape. They split the first 2. The best of 7 series just became a best of 5. And home field advantage, yes, has flipped from the Jays to the Dodgers. But only 3 wins separate the Jays from a World Series title right now, and they're certainly capable of going 3-2 if they play near the potential they showed us Friday night. 41-year-old Max Scherzer has the first pitch tonight for the Jays. Remember, you can follow every moment of this historic journey on 980 CJME. Yeah, we're broadcasting all the games, 6 p.m. It kind of feels like a shakedown, huh? Friends off between Canada and U.S. President Donald Trump, who's angry about the Ontario tariff ad. Doug Ford said he would poll after one last play during Friday night's World Series. Speaking to the media from Air Force One, Trump on the weekend is saying that the ad was manipulated. It's a lie, and he's not going to talk to Carney yet.
They lied. I mean, it was a fraud what they did. They made up a fake statement by President Reagan. Reagan was a big supporter of tariffs when needed, and we need tariffs for national security, and they totally turned it around because they're getting hurt by tariffs and we're gaining by tariffs. They've used tariffs on us when we had different presidents very successfully, and they've taken a lot of money out of our country, and now we're taking it all back. The Reagan Foundation went crazy when they saw it because it was, you know, the opposite. It was the opposite of what Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan liked tariffs, and when necessary, he would use tariffs. I don't think there's much they can do. I just assume leave it the way it is. Now, if you leave it the way it is, it's very good for us.
Will you meet with Prime Minister Carney during this trip?
I don't have any intention of it.
At the end there, he was asked, will you meet with Prime Minister Carney, as they're both in Malaysia meeting with members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. As for Carney, he had this response.
The government of Canada stands ready to build on the progress that we had been making in our negotiations, our discussions with our American counterparts. It is the sole responsibility of the government of Canada to have those discussions.
Doesn't mention the ad at all. I think doing its best to rise above and maybe not to engage Trump further. But here we are this morning. The president's attention was caught. And Trump's whining has ensured that more Americans than ever have either probably Googled that commercial or the original Reagan broadcast that clearly says opposite of what Trump is trying to get out as a message, and that, you know, it's all a lie. And Reagan was, of course, clearly not in favor of terrorists. Totally. But he said they are a tool. But in the end, bad for the American population, who has to pay more too. If you really look at that whole and listen to the entire conversation of Reagan, you'll get that message too. There's a lot of negative noise Trump was going through prior to lashing out at this ad that clearly he saw last week, because on Tuesday, remember, he calmly said this.
Don't go with tariffs. They're taking ads. I saw an ad last night from Canada. If I was Canada, I'd take that same ad also.
He'd do it too, he said last Tuesday. And then somewhere between Tuesday and Friday, he got into a huff, but you can bet the bad press he's been receiving because of the bulldozing of the White House for his new ballroom piled up on top of that. The Senate is still shut down. Americans are going without paychecks. A lot of people think Trump may have put pressure on the Reagan Institute to issue a statement that it was wrong, Ontario, use the audio without permission, but it is public domain, so there really is nothing wrong in using it. Then Trump could use those words to pretend to get angry and do the old, oh, look over here, away from the bulldozing and all the bad press I'm getting lately. Anyhow, we will wait to see if and when Carney and Trump talk in Asia at all. But right now, it does not look too promising. Remember, too, this whole tariff war on Canada began with Trump suggesting he could impose tariffs on us out of an act of national security and skip using congressional approval, because he was saying fentanyl was flowing across the Canadian border into America and it was a national security issue. So he could just say, hey, you pay more in tariffs. And it's also the crux of the Supreme Court case coming up next week. But wait, Trump just chose to hit us with another 10%, not because of national security, because he didn't like an ad. What gives? CJ, I mean, news time now is 6:28.